I'm pretty much known as a reportage photographer, and that might mean that I'm a documentary photographer or a reportage, but essentially it's about photojournalism. It's about telling stories and sequences and essays of photography that merge together on a printed page, or more especially now, of course, in new media. Now, the connection with Alan is that I stalked him. I was a fan of his writing. I'd read The Art of Travel and carried that around with me on some journeys. Loved the way he's had a romantic view of life. He was a self-deprecating comic for his own ends. I loved the notions of his kind of incongruous modernity, the way he described things. Very stark images, and so they're very photographic. And I kind of identified that I wanted to work with him, and so stalked him at talks like this. His audience are huge, you know, so I would be at the back and made sure I slipped my business card into him. And strangely, on a very warm Sunday, Saturday afternoon, he emailed me. I got this email in my inbox and said, thank you very much for sending me the book, because I sent him the book to his literary agent. And I saw afterwards that he'd been looking at my website for about 2 or 3 hours, and no one ever has ever done that before. So I was really intrigued as to what he was seeing and how he was reacting to the work. But he'd seen the Red Arrows book, and I'd sent it, and he said he was very complimentary about it. So to cut a long story short, he suggested that I might want to collaborate, if you can imagine this, on his next work. And he said he'd already started it. I got the impression he was working with another photographer. And for some reason that hadn't worked out. I don't know the ins and outs of it. And so my timing was almost perfect, in as much that I was coming to him with the idea of, hey, you know, let's collaborate, you know, with this kind of airy-fairy view of, let's do something together, you know, what are you doing? And he was working on what became The Pleasures and Sorrows of Work. The first thing we did a couple of years ago was to go and see United Biscuits in Hayes, Middlesex. And so it was interesting to see him working straight away, see him note-taking, to see him manipulating, you know, interviews as the way a journalist does. Because he's not a journalist, he's a writer and he's obviously an essayist. So it was interesting to see how he adapted those disciplines into what we see. He dropped things in. He wrote me little notes, you know, hurried notes, slipped me bits of paper while we were walking around and being shown around. For example, he said he wanted Hopper. He loves Hopper. He wants to see, you know, isolated women in windows and working on their own. And so, you know, I actually went round with him with the PR people. I actually went back the next day because I wasn't given enough time. And so I did this on my own. So I found my Hopper-esque landscapes. Of course, as well as looking for Hopper, he's asked me to look for, you know, Fritz Lang kind of imagery. He wanted, you know, almost the Chaplin-esque, you know, the nuts and bolts going past him. And so I'm looking for that kind of thing. A lot of what he wrote was in reaction to the pictures that I took. At other times, I would react to the text that he would send me.